Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
What do Cassie and Taylor Swift have in common? Cassie and Taylor Swift.
They're both fabulous individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they both have realized lately that they are the problem.
Yes. Hi, it's me.
It's you.
I'm the problem. It's me. Listen, I have a little confession that I need to make and an apology I need to make to everyone in the office. I don't like really owning up to when I've done stuff wrong or messed up, quote unquote, but,
accountability's a bitch, I know.
I know. You know, the thing is, like, if I make a real egregious error, I have no problem owning up to that, but it's the little ones that I'm like, I could get away with this, but I won't. I will put myself on blast. I did something awful to every coworker in the building, and I didn't mean to, but I did.
Did you eat a fish in the microwave?
Oh, God, it's close to that, but worse. It's way worse.
You farted?
Listen, we wouldn't be in the studio. We'd have to fumigate it, okay? All right, if that were the case, you'd be passed out. I have been trying to eat healthier and make more food for myself. And anyone who's done this in meal prep knows it's a pain in the butt. It takes so much time. But I've done it. And so one night, I made some delicious cauliflower shrimp fried rice.
Okay.
So great. Teriyaki, lovely. And then because we get up so early, it really doesn't bother me eating weird food like that in the morning. Some people's stomachs turn if you're like, ugh, shrimp at like 6 a.m. That's so gross. I don't care. It's chili, whatever. So I brought it in to eat at the office and I stuck it in the fridge. And then, you know, mid-morning hit and I was like, I really don't want shrimp fried rice. I want a bagel. So those plans went up the window and I Uber Eats myself a bagel with salmon. And I left the shrimp in the fridge. Fine, I'll eat it tomorrow. And I didn't eat it tomorrow. I forgot about it for 2 weeks. I let shrimp and cauliflower rot in the break room fridge.
Okay.
And one day I went to open that fridge door to get some milk out. And I went, whoo, God, they need to clean this thing out. And then my eyes landed on the glass bottom, green top, lid top. Tupperware sitting right there on the shelf unobtrusively, and I realized that I had stank up the entire break room with 2-week-old shrimp that I had left in the fridge. And
damn.
I am so sorry, because we got brand new fridges and our office has been really fastidious about cleaning them out. Like, they cycle food through, but for some reason, I guess because it was a glass container, nobody tossed it out. I mean, it's no one else's job. It was mine. And so I need to come clean and to admit it to everyone that I stink up the office and I am sorry.
You know, as punishment, you should have ate the shrimp.
Ew!
And on the air, we got to get those ratings.
So it is a workplace confession that I have felt on my chest, and I know people have been talking about it, and I just felt like I needed to come clean that, it's me, I'm the office problem, it's me.
So I'm taking it you just threw the glass container away and didn't bother with trying to clean it out.
Actually, God, guys, I think I need ADHD meds. Like, I literally took it home and I've just realized it's on the downstairs desk.
No.
That also explains, I thought the dog poop down there. Oh my God, I am a mess. Don't tell Chad. Chad, don't listen to this. Turn off the radio, honey.
All right, yeah. So we call Thursdays follow-up Thursdays. You guys hit us up and you're like, hey, Burt, so you never followed up with blank. And then we start to do some homework on it. And this one came from Ali Capria, who says, whatever happened to the girl that started to date her quote-unquote brother? The listener's mother married a man when our listener was a freshman in college. Her stepdad also had children similar to her age in college. She would see her new step-siblings on school breaks and holidays and special events. Take the matching pajama picture around the Christmas tree, family things. Unfortunately, her mom and the new guy ended up divorcing her senior year in college. I do remember this now. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to shoot her shot with her stepbrother now that their parents weren't married anymore, and he ended up reciprocating her feelings. I do remember this.
Uh-huh.
A whole weekend was spent together with breakfast made by her brother. I mean, new man. They were going to keep it quiet from the family for obvious reasons. So, where are they now?
We don't even need to do the recap because she did it for us.
Yeah, she really did a great job.
Uh-huh. All right, so who's got the email as far as, like, where they are?
I got it. Yep, we are still together. Even though it has been over a year, our outlook on our relationship is still the same. We are just taking things one day at a time. We've had some amazing times together in just 1 year. It feels like it has been so much longer. It really feels like we're a perfect fit. As for the whole family situation, we did gather up the guts to tell them a few months back. Unfortunately, it didn't go as smoothly as we'd hoped. They kind of freaked out and found it super odd and inappropriate. We tried to explain how we felt and that it wasn't like we planned this, but they just couldn't get past it. We immediately decided that we were not gonna let them dictate how we feel about each other. It's been tough, but we decided to distance ourselves from the family for a bit. We've been focusing on the positive aspects and not letting anyone else's opinions affect us. We figured we'll give them some time to come around, and when they're ready to accept us for who we are, we'll be there to talk. Despite the family drama, things are really great. We've even talked about potentially moving in together soon. We haven't fully committed to the idea since it's a big step.
With your stepbrother.
Hey, bar. But we're excited about the possibility. Anyway, that is where we are. I'll let you know if our family finally comes around. I'm hopeful.
Ooh. I actually had an episode like this on my podcast, and they ended up breaking up, and her ex-boyfriend got a new girlfriend. Now, every family gathering, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, super awkward.
Oh, it has to be.
So you almost want them to work out. Like, you almost want her to get with her stepbrother full time. Because otherwise, it's awful. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.